Now, in this week's Arts, Ian Willoughby talks to Petr Kotík, a modern classical composer and conductor.
This is Variations for Three Orchestras by Petr Kotík, a Prague-born composer and conductor based in New York. He's the founder and artistic director of the SEM Ensemble, a group that performs modern classical music, both by Kotík himself and others including John Cage and Lamont Young. In 1999, he founded the Ostrava Center for New Music, which runs the biennial Ostrava Days Institute and Festival in the North Moravian city. When we met at his office in Brooklyn, I first asked Petr Kotík about his family background.
My family is and has been and was mostly visual artists. My grandfather was Pravoslav Kotík, my father was Jan Kotík, and both of my grown-up sons are artists. That is from my father's side, I would say. On my mother's side, my grandfather was trained musician and at the same time studied mathematics, and in the end, after the First World War, he decided for some reason, probably a good reason, not to pursue a professionally music career, and started a very successful accounting firm. Anyway, but before the war, he was active as a conductor. In fact, he met my grandmother in a theater. He was an opera conductor, and for some time he was assistant to Zemlinsky in Prague in Neue Deutsche Oper for a year, I think, in 1910. So I had more or less both things in my family, music and visual art. And my grandfather gave me piano lessons, maybe unfortunately, because I was not a really very good student and I never learned the piano very well, but anyway, probably adequately for what I was doing later. And what is one of the very important aspects of my music background is I was taken by my parents very early to concerts, and my grandfather always made a point to prepare me, so to speak, prepare me for concerts, as people used to do in the 19th century. And we would be sitting on the bench at the piano and he would play scores and try to explain the music to me, which didn't make any sense to me at the age, but nevertheless the experience of doing it must have left something in me as respect for score and music and all this.
Petr Kotík studied at the Prague Conservatory and later at the Vienna Music Academy. From 1961 to 1964, he led the group Musica Viva Pragensis before establishing the Quacks Ensemble in 1966. In 1969, a year after the Soviet crushing of the Prague Spring Movement, he decided it was time to leave Czechoslovakia. He recalls that move today, nearly four decades later.
It was for working reason, it was for professional reasons, for the fact that I realized that I couldn't continue my work in the Czech Republic without becoming a martyr. That was intuitively what I was not interested. I intuitively knew that it just would be over. I intuitively knew that I just cannot, at the age of 27, I simply don't have time. I simply don't have the time to deal with all the obstacles which suddenly were in the way of my work, as it appeared in the late 1969. I have not planned to leave. In fact, I remember, to the horror of my family, I was trying to buy some minibus for my ensemble, the Quacks Ensemble, in the summer of 1969, because we were it would be a great advantage for our tours. But then came September, and I was forbidden with my ensemble to go to West Berlin to perform at the festival, which was actually set up for my group and for a similar group from London. And suddenly I found myself in the situation as I was when I was 1920, 1961, 1962. We had the same obstacles, same problems, and I was utterly uninterested to deal with it from any point of view. And fortunately, I had the invitation to join an institution in Buffalo, New York. So I came over with the decision not to return. That decision was, of course, pending on the ability of my wife, then Charlotta, to come with our son. And if she would not have been permitted to come, then obviously I would have returned. But she came, and the rest is history.
The institution that threw the composer and conductor a lifeline was the Center for Creative and Performing Arts at the University of Buffalo. There, Petr Kotyk received a 2-year fellowship and was required, like all the center's creative associates, to perform one original work a year. Before long, however, he had left to form the SEM Ensemble, which he leads to this day.
I found that the artistic direction and the repertoire and the music which we were doing very disappointing. I was quite depressed. I thought, my goodness, I was doing in Prague things which were much more interesting than here. Luckily, I found other members of the group, maybe not disappointed to the same extent, but also not quite satisfied with the situation. So we formed a group within a group. Right off, at the beginning of my arrival, I arrived in late November 69. Our first concert was March 70. And we started to do our own thing. This is actually sort of my reaction on disappointments or disagreements with my surrounding. Instead of fighting for change and making noise and screaming and yelling, I turn around and do my own thing. I think the energy is much better spent this way. And so I found a group which we named SEM Ensemble, a name which has no meaning, and obviously we started with nothing, very small, not many people paid much attention to us, and here we are many years later, while the center is gone already.
Petr Kotyk. Next week, in the second of two editions of The Arts dedicated to him, the composer and conductor discusses getting Václav Havel's permission to put his Letters to Olga to music, the Ostrava Days Music Festival, and why he thinks Prague is a musical garbage heap.
And that edition of The Arts with Petr Kotyk brings us to the end of today's program. Do remember to tune in for the second part of that interview, same time next week. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today and goodbye.
Thank you.